Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, Text 19. Yam Dharma Kamarta Vamukti Kama Bhajanta Ishtam Gatim Apnuvanti Kim Chashiso Rati Api Deham Avyayam Karotu Me Dabradayo Vimokshanam Yam Dharma Kamarta Vimukti Kama Bhajanta Ishtam Gatim Apnuvanti Kim Chashi Sorat Yapi Deham Avyayam Karotu me davradayo vimokshanam. Yam dharma kamarta vimukti kama. Bhajanta ishtam gatim apnuvanti. Kim chashisho ratyapi deham avyayam. Karotu me davradayo vimokshanam. Yam dharma kamarta vimukti kama. Bhajanta ishtam gatim apnuvanti. Kim chashisho ratyapi deham avyayam. Karotu me davradayo vimokshanam. Kamarta vimokshitama. Pachanti istam gatim apnuvanti. Chashi saratya pidehi avyam. Protime dabadaya vimokshanam. Kagarati vikti dhamma. Santa istam gatim apnuvanti. Vaishnavis, Yam Yam Dharma Kama Tivi Moksha Dharma Janta Istam Gati Mapnavanti. Dharma kama te vimukti kama Vajanta istam gatim apnavanti Vimashi sovrati apideyam avyayam Karotame dhavra dayavimokshanam Dharma kama arta vimukti kama Vajanta yusam gatim apnuvanti Shashi sorati apideyam avyayam Kamomi sayadaya vimoksanam Yam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who? Dharma kama arta vimukti kama. Persons who desire the four principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation. Bhajantaha, by worshipping. Ishtam, objective. Gatim, destination. Apnuvanti, can achieve. Kim, what to speak of. Cha, also. Asishaha, other benedictions. Rati, he bestows. Api, even. Deham, a body. Avyayam, spiritual. Karotu, may he bestow benediction. May unto me. Adavra Dayaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unlimitedly merciful. Vimokshanam, liberated from the present danger and from the material world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. And worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who are interested in the four principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, obtain from Him what they desire. What then is to be said of other benedictions? Indeed, sometimes the Lord gives a spiritual body to such ambitious worshipers. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unlimitedly merciful, bestow upon me the benediction of liberation from this present danger and from the materialistic way of life. Please repeat. After worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who are interested in the four principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, obtain from him what they desire. What then is to be said of other benedictions? Indeed, sometimes the Lord gives a spiritual body to such ambitious worshipers. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unlimitedly merciful, bestow upon me the benediction of liberation from this present danger and from the materialistic way of life. Purport. Some men within this material world who are akami, free from material desires, Some are ambitious to get more and more material profit, and some desire fulfillment in religious life, economic development, sense gratification, and finally liberation. Akamo sarva kamo va moksha kamo udara dihi divrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.10. It is recommended that whatever one's position, whether one demands no material profit, all material profit, or ultimately liberation, one should offer his obedient devotional service to the Lord, and one will get what he desires. Krishna is so kind. Ye yata mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. The Lord reciprocates. Whatever even an ordinary living entity wants, Krishna gives. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, and he gives that which is desired by the living entity. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesh arjuna tishtate brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. Quote, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy, end quote. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 61. The Lord gives everyone an opportunity to fulfill his ambitions. Even such a devotee as Dhruva Maharaj wanted the material benediction of a kingdom greater than that of his father. And although he received a spiritual body, he also got the kingdom. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not disappoint anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Therefore, since Gajendra, king of the elephants, had surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to get freed from the present danger and indirectly from the present danger of materialistic life, why should the Supreme Personality of Godhead not fulfill his desire? Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it's a very interesting topic, how the Lord fulfills the desires of everyone, and also of his devotees, sometimes even including their material desires. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Chatur Vida Bhajante Mam Jana Sukritana Arjuna Arta Jigyasa Arta Arti Gyani Cha Paritarsha Baha, that four kinds of pious people approach him. And some of them are approaching with material desires. Those who are arti, desiring wealth. Who can say that they don't desire some wealth? A little bit, a lot. So Krishna reciprocates with such desires, and according to the karma of a person, gives them a certain amount of wealth. But we should be careful what we pray for. Yeah, we might pray, oh, may I take birth in a wealthy family. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I saw an interview, a television interview, and they were give their children. Some of them were saying, I'm not going to give them anything. They'll be raised. I'll give them a college education. But after that, finish. They're on their own. And the interviewer said to this wealthy person, a billionaire, but what if your daughter, she got in trouble, she came back to you, Daddy, I need, he said, nope. So you better get your prayer right. Let me take birth in a wealthy family where they'll take care of me. Or people may be suffering in some way, and they desire relief from their suffering. And that's actually the case of Gajendra here. He's in a suffering condition, and he's praying to the Lord for relief from that suffering condition, which is not the ultimate prayer of a pure devotee, but we're learning in the purport, sometimes people, they approach the Lord and they have material desires, and it's better that they approach the Lord for relief from distress or desire for wealth or opulence or whatever. It's better that they approach the Lord for those things than not. But it's not the highest thing. It's not pure devotional service. Actually, there was one verse from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada translates it in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This way, it's from Canto 5, Chapter 19, Text 27. Lord Krishna certainly fulfills the desires of his devotees who come to him in devotional service, but he does not fulfill desires that would again cause miseries. In spite of being materially ambitious, such devotees, by rendering transcendental service, are gradually purified of desires for material enjoyment, and they come to desire the pleasure of devotional service. So, we may come to devotional service with some material ambitions, and Krishna may, to some extent, satisfy those material desires and ambitions, but with the hope that gradually, by continually engaging in devotional service, one will become free from such ambitions and simply desire to please Guru and Krishna without asking for anything in exchange. You know, that is the ultimate goal. Like Lord Chaitanya was praying, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kamiye Mama Janmani Janmani Shvare Bhagavad Bhaktir Hoitiki Tvayi. So there, Lord Chaitanya was listing the different kinds of material desires, material ambitions that people generally have. Desires for wealth, desires for position, you know, followers, you know, being you know, in a certain position, influential position, having a good mate, a good spouse, being learned. You know, these are Janma Shvarya Shruta Shri. People generally ask for these things, you know, to be born in a nice position, an aristocratic family, a wealthy family, to have beauty, to have learning. These are all kinds of desires that people have, and Krishna grants them even to devotees. But sometimes even pure devotees who don't desire these things, Krishna gives them to them without their desiring them, for in order that they can carry out their devotional service. But ultimately, Lord Chaitanya is praying, just let me be a servant of the servant of the servant of one of Krishna's dear servants. So that is the ultimate ambition of the devotee. But we may not enter devotional service with that pure attitude, so along the way, we may get things like Prabhupada's giving the example of Dhruva Maharaj. He wanted a kingdom greater than his father's. So he, even as a little boy, he went out into the forest. He met Narada Muni. He expressed his desires. Narada Muni gave him a mantra to chant. He chanted the mantra. He achieved the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And eventually he got liberation from this material world, but he also got the kingdom he desired. But when he got it, he realized, he compared it to, just fragments of glass, when the real diamond he should have been desiring was pure devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord. But as stated in the verse, Akama Sarvakama Va, even if one has such desires, it's better to approach Krishna for them. So in this case, Gajendra, he's praying to the Lord for deliverance from the trouble he's in. You know, that's not really the ultimate prayer of a devotee, but it's allowed and it's understandable. But eventually, by remaining engaged in devotional service, one will come to a higher platform. So in these prayers, And we can see, you know, that there are different kinds of prayers. One kind of prayer is glorification of the Supreme Lord, his pastimes, his associates, his dham, you know, his abode. So many prayers are like that. Oh Krishna, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Your pastimes are unlimitedly attractive. Your name is full of all your transcendental energies. Your abode is eternal beyond the world of birth and death. So there are many prayers of glorification like that. And then there are other prayers where devotees express their fallen condition, like Lord Chaitanya and his Shikshastika prayers, taking the role of a devotee, you know, prays, I Nanda Tunujikankaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Buddhao. Oh, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of material existence, this ocean of birth and death. So there are some prayers like that where devotees lament their fallen condition. And then there are prayers where devotees ask for different benedictions. And among those kinds of prayers, sometimes we see, like as here, you know, Gajendra is praying for relief from some difficulty. It's not the highest kind of prayer, but it's allowed. And sometimes we see devotees are asking, praying for other things. Please engage me in your devotional service. Please always keep me in the association of devotees. Please never let me forget you, my dear Lord. You know, please take away all my material desires so that I'm serving you purely. These are, you know, the higher kinds of prayers. And then there are prayers of gratitude, of thanking the Lord for his, you know, benedictions. So in, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear all kinds of prayers. There are the prayers of Gajendra that we're hearing now, you know, the prayers of Lord Brahma where he's praying to Krishna that in the course of his service of manifesting the material planets and the bodies for the conditioned souls in this material world, that he not become contaminated by pride. And there are the prayers of Queen Kunti where she's praying, let the catastrophes come. Because when I'm in a position of danger like that, I'm more inclined to meditate upon you, my dear Lord. So there are different kinds of prayers. Yeah, so we should be careful about what we pray for because we may get it. But of course, as Krishna was saying in that verse from the fifth canto, although he will fulfill even the material desires of a devotee, he does so in such a way that they'll eventually become free from those kind of material desires. So you may not get exactly what you pray to Krishna for. He may give it, but he may give it in such a way that you'll not desire such things anymore. So today is the appearance day of Ramanuja Acharya, who was one of the great Vaishnava Acharyas, one of the leaders of the four principal Vaishnava Sampradayas, president. He was the main Acharya of the Sri Sampradaya, the Sampradaya or disciplic succession that comes from Lakshmi Devi. We are part of the Brahma Sampradaya, the Sampradaya that comes from Brahma. Then there's another one that comes from Shiva, the Rudra Sampradaya, and then there's a Sampradaya that comes from the four Kumaras. So Ramanuja lived about 1,000 years ago in South India. Today's his appearance day. He's considered to be, in terms of Ramlila, Lakshman, the younger brother of Lord Rama. And that's, you know, the meaning of his name, Ramanuja. Anuja means the younger brother or follower. And Ram means Ram, so Ramanuja. You know, that's the meaning of his name. And he was a very powerful preacher against the Mayavadi philosophy. He established his philosophy, which is called Vishishtadvaita, qualified oneness. And the Mayavadis, led by Shankaracharya, were trying to say everything is one. But the Vaishnavacharyas, like Ramanuja Acharya, were, you know, they preached, well, yeah, everything is one, but also different in a way. And an example that Ramanuja Acharya would give would be like pearls on a thread. All the pearls on a thread, they make up a necklace. So in that sense, they're all one, part of one thing, the necklace. But yet, each pearl is different. So, although they're one, they're also different in quality. So, you know, similarly, the jivas, the individual souls, are one with the Supreme Lord in the sense of being of the same spiritual substance, but their quality is different. They never become absolutely one with the Supreme Lord. Although they're similar, they remain distinct individuals, and there's always a relationship of service, you know, between the Supreme Soul and the individual soul. So Ramanuja Acharya especially emphasized mood of service and awe and reverence of the kind that's expressed by the souls in the Vaikuntha planets, the souls that are eternally related to Lord Narayan. You know, there's a mood of awe and reverence. Whereas the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they were more emphasizing the spontaneous loving devotion expressed by the residents of Vrindavan towards Lord Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.